Okay, we're picking up for the Gemara on Daf Ches Amud Aleph. The very top, our learning is once again sponsored. Le'ili Nishma Shulamis Bas Yaakov, the Neshama should have an Aliyah. So the Mishnah tells us, Areini Nazir Kisar Roishi. If someone says, I am a Nazir, as much hair as on my head, Uchafar Aretz, or as much dust as on the earth, Ukechol Ayam, as much sand as on the sea, Harezin Nazir Olam Megaleach Achas L'Shloshim Yom. He shaves his head once every 30 days. He is a repeating Nazir. As long as he lives, every 30th day is the end of his term of Nazirus. On that day, each the 31st day, you would be able to be makir of the korbanos, and then immediately begin your next set of nazirus. So that is the halacha that we saw earlier, and you're going to be machmir and all the other halachas, right? That you can't be metal mesim, and you can't drink wine. All those things would apply. That is the halacha. Rabbi Omer in zemegaleach achas l'shoshim yom. Rabbi is more machmir. He holds that since there is no indication in the person's lashon that separate Nazirus is, so therefore he's understanding it's one long term of Nazirus as long as he lives, and therefore it's going to last longer. He's not even allowed to cut his hair according to Shita of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Ve'ezel megaleach achas l'shloshim, who is the one who serves every 30 days? Omer hare alai Nazirus kisar roishi. Someone who says, it's upon me to take a Nazirus as the hair of my head, v'che afar arts, or like the dust of the earth, u'kechol hayam, or like the sand of the sea. That according to Rebbe, this understanding is going to create multiple Nazirus terms only when the Madir uses the plural form of Nazirus terms. That's the difference over here, right? He gets Nazirus Kisarusi. If he just says Areini Nazir, then in the Lashon of Yachid, that according to Shitas Rebbe is not going to be enough to tell us that you would be Chayav you'd be allowed to cut your hair. Says the Mishnah Vayter, Hareini Nazir Meloa Bayis or Meloa Kupa. If a person says, I am a Nazir, a houseful or a boxful. So what does that mean? Bodkino, so we check what exactly was his Kavana. It's not clear what it could mean. It could be a boxful, houseful, whether or not he's saying different things inside. One term of Nazirus, multiple terms of Nazirus. What exactly was his Kavana? So says Mishnah, Im Amar, Achaz Gedoyla Nazarti, I wanted one large Nazirus, Nazir Shloshim Yom, so then he's going to be Nazir for 30 days. That he only wanted one Nazirus, it didn't mean his length is going to be more than that amount of the box full or the house full. He's just going to be a Nazir for Stam Nazirus Shloshim Yom. That's the first part of Mishnah. Ima Mar Stam Nazarti, but he just says that I Stam said it. I didn't have any specific Kavana, no specific intent when I made this declaration. So then we have to figure out exactly what he meant. That's the Shiloh over here. So says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Rowin is a kupa ki ilohim lechardel. So we're machmer to assume that the box is filled of mustard seeds, which are very small and obviously could fit thousands into that big box. For Nazir koyamav, and therefore you're going to be a Nazir. He's going to be repeating Nazir, like similar to the case of the Reisha. The Gemara is going to discuss this. Hareini Nazir Mikan and Malcolm Ploni. If a person says, I am a Nazir from here to such and such place. Remember, we quoted both these, the Reisha and the Sefer of the Mishnah on yesterday's daf. Omdim Kama Yami Mikan Man Malcolm Ploni. We check how many days is it from here until that place. So again, from the Yerushalayim to Tveria, how long does it take to walk there? In Pachas Loshoshim, if it takes less than 30 days, Nazir Shloshim Yom. Because there is no such thing as a Nazir, it's less than 30 days, so he's going to be a Nazir for a minimum of 30 days. However, what if it's longer? Vim Lav, let's say it's 45 days, 50 days. Nazir Kamina Naomim, then he'd be a Nazir for that amount of time. 45 days, 50 days, yeah, would be a chiyah for him to keep that amount of Nazirus. Hareini Nazir, Kamina Namosachama. I'm a Nazir for the days of the solar year, we know, which is 365 days. So you use the Lashon of Minyan. So therefore, the Rashi explains that the Lashon of Minyan means that he actually meant that he wanted it to be the amount of Nazirus that's going to be 365 times, that Yamin Rachama. That it's going to be another 365 sets of 30 Naziruses. That's a long time. So that's going to be that amount of, meaning 30 days times 365. That's how many Naziruses he's going to be chayav, according to the Mishnahs. And the Rush points out, if you just said Imam Arkiyomo Sachama without saying that the Lashon of the Mishnah, if you don't add in the fact that Minyan of Sachama, if you just said Kimo Sachama, then it just meant that you wanted 1 year. The Isla Ketusa, it clearly meant that you wanted 1 year of 365 days worth of one long Nazirus, not 365 30-day Naziruses. That would be the difference. So it says the Mishnah, Nazirus Kibin Chama, you'll be chayav to take that. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa, Ya, Kivin Shishilim, Meis. Interesting. He's coming to support it, Rabbi Yehuda. Now, this is not to be confused with, we're going to see, with Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Rabbi Yehuda here is Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai. He was the Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. He was much earlier. Rabbi Kiva was earlier than Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was the redactor and the one who codified the Mishnayos. That was like, he was 200 years after the time of Rabbi Akiva. 150 years, 200 years after Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai is his Talmud, was the Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was the much later. He was much later. So it's important because we quote Divrei Rebbe in the Reisha that is different than Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rabbi Yehuda. So that's we're gonna. It's really important for Hemdat Gemara. That's why I'm mentioning that we actually we always cover Rabbi Yehuda Bar Elias, and I think they potentially also found the cover of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, which is cool. Anyway, so that is the din of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah told us again when someone says the lashon of the box full of kimla kupa and then lama bias, and you have to be. We're going to be machber. Onus give a kilu melech hardel. V'nazir kol yom chava. Says the Gemara. Wait a second. Why are we assuming that that's what he meant? Lichaze ki ilu melech kishuna deluin. Maybe it's filled with much bigger things like a melon or a gourd. Those things are very big, and you can only fit a few into them. So it doesn't have tavile takanta, and he's not going to be stuck the rest of his life being a nazir. He's going to be a nazir for whatever amount that we could fit it in. So. Why are you assuming that the Naziris over here is something which is not countable and at least like Kitsusa doesn't have an amount, as we quoted, in which case he's going to be a Nazir forever? Why don't we assume that over here is Stam Naziris Lahakel? Why wouldn't we make her and assume that it's going to be, that he's going to be a Nazir for a shorter amount of time? So says the Gemara Amar Chizkiya Bachmoches Shmiya. This Mishnah was understanding the to be Machmir is actually subject to Machlokes Tanayim. Rabbi Shimoni, it is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Damar Adam Machnis Zatzma Ladavar Shesveko Chamor Bevade. A person will bring himself into a case where the outcome of his being a suffix, his uncertainty is going to be more Machmir on him. It's going to be more Chamor. It's going to be more stringent on him than the cases where it would be Vadai. As we're going to see, Desanya, what does the Braisa tell us? Arani Nazir Al Manashiyeb. Someone says, I'm a Nazir, condition that there are 100 kores in this pile. A kor is an amount of 30 sa. So that is the amount in this pile. And he went to the pile. What happened? All of a sudden he goes there and he sees that the pile was lost or stolen and he can no longer be measured. So what is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon there? What do you do? Rabbi Shimon knows, Rabbi Shimon understands that he's going to be machmir for the to assume that he is a Nazir. Since this doubt is going to be taken in l'chumra, and we assume that it's going to be more chamor than the case of being a straight up nazir. If there were definitely 100 cores in the pile, the person would be a standard stam nazir for 30 days. However, since over here you don't know how many they are, and again we pointed out that if you're not sure and you're being machmir to be a nazir, that's great. That's like a nazir. But the problem is that when you're going to be done, you're bringing your karbanos. That is going to bring in chulin lazara. It's an isra d'areisa to bring chulin lazara if you weren't really a nazir and you're bringing these korbanos. So in the case of the b'raisa, since the madir may not have actually been a nazir, so according to the sheet of Rav Shimon, you can never bring the korbanos. So therefore, he's a suffik nazir, and he is going to be a nazir for the rest of his life. So the suffik case is more machmir than vada. If you came and he found in the thing less than 100 kors, so he was vada going to be, that day he's definitely going to be, sorry, if it was more than 100 kor, he was going to be Vadei Nazir, that would be 30 days. Now, we're not sure. So just say, okay, at the very least, he should be like a, should be, no, because of the fact that we're not sure what there really was, so you make this Nazir, so you are intending to accept upon yourself the most Chamar interpretation of what you meant, and therefore, this formulation will lead you to have to be Machmir. Rabbi Yehuda Matir, Shesafek Nazir Slahakel. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that there we are going to assume that the person never had any kavana at all. He never intended when he made this tnai that he was going to be a doubtful nazir for the rest of his life. Rather, this is understanding that in the case of Safek, he clearly meant that he did not want to be a nazir at all, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda would tell us that if the pile cannot be we can't count how much is there to ascertain whether or not there was really 100 kors, then the whole tnai is completely batel, and there would be no nazirus. So therefore, the Gemara's understanding right now, the Chizkiya's understanding that our Mishnah, which also tells us the case of a Safek Nazirus, would be, you have to be a Mach, you have to, Lechumra, you have to come out, and that would be the Shita of Shitas Reb Shimon. That would be the case over here. So if a person is saying that he's a Nazir, Kibesa or Kimola Kupa, so then, in this case, that you're not sure exactly what's gonna be, then in that example, you would have to be assuming that there would be at least a Safek Nazirus for the rest of your life. That would come out over here. So then, on the assumption that the Madir is actually a repeating Nazir, so you should, Lachora, if that was the case, if it was Vada like that, then you'd bring the Korbanos, and then continue the next day, on day 31, continue the process. However, over here, since at the end of the day, it might really just be that he took himself a term of, let's say, whatever it was, 60 days. So then it'd be also for him to do it after day 31. And it'd also bring karbanos. So what do? You have to delay bringing the karbanos until the days that would be pashut, the longer amount of time in the other items. So let's say you had melons in there or something like that. So you'd have to delay it. Let's say it took you 60 days. You delay it till the 60th day, which is going to be a valid day for bringing the karbanos. Either way, we understand the neder, because if it was melons, it's over after 60 days, and if it was the mustard seeds, then pashut is already done after 30 days. So that is the understanding over here. So then, again, you're not allowed to bring the karbanos. The major issue the Rosh is dealing with over here is that you're not allowed to bring the karbanos on nedava. These are karbanos that are chova. So therefore, the madir remains forever usher to cut his hair because of the suffix in his understanding requires him to be as if he was a continuous nazir, not just that of the 30 days, but you have to assume that the machmor for the 60 days, and he's never going to be able to perform the naziris, because that would be, according to the first interpretation, that would be usher. So therefore, you can only do it once, and then after that, you have to be machmir for the rest of his life. And then he's not able to bring a korban, and that's why over here you have to be machmir. So Chizki is understanding that the Gemara is telling us that the case in our mission is actually maybe the melons or gourds. Chizki is understanding that's telling that the nazir actually has to be more machmir to assume that you can't even bring a korban only after the first set of the melons and the gourds you're able to bring a korban, and after that you would not be it'd have to be a suffik nazir who is not able to bring the korbanas. That's how the Rishonim understand this point of the Gemara. So that says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Chizkiya, and he says, Afilo Teimer Rabbi Yehuda, say that even our Mishnah follows the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Hasam lo nachis le naziras. There, in the case of a neder made on condition with the pile, he has definitely not entered into naziras at all, since his whole neder was al tanai. So in that case, Rabbi Yehuda is going to be makil to him. Hacha nachis le naziras. Here, Yuvada came into naziras. The question is, how long? Was your naziras going to be like mustard seeds that's going to be for the rest of your life, for 30-day perpetual naziras? Or is it going to be that you are only one naziras for whatever, 50 days or 60 days? But definitely, Yuvada, we have a case of naziras over here. But my lesulke minei, how can we remove him from doing the naziras? In the Mishnah's case, again, the only amount is the shaila of how far it's going, but definitely you are a nazir in this case. Therefore, for the rest of his life, you have to be understanding that maybe both understandings of your declaration is in fact possible, and that's why you have to be machmir, because we don't have the right to remove him from the state of suffik, because you put yourself into the status of naziris. Once you put yourself into the status of naziris, there is no way to get yourself out. So says the Gemara, really, is that true? Am I low? Why not free him from a lifelong state of suffik? Lehavig lekupa ki ilam lek shenudlin. What do you mean? Why don't you just say that the box is full of melons and gourds, and then you know it's like, let's say 50 days is the amount that 50 gourds will fit in, 50 melons will fit in, tiave le takanda, a person will have a takana, be able to end his naziris at that time, and then it's over. So don't tell me that that there's no other option over here. There is, if we say stam naziris lahakel, a person would be able to assume that you could be makel on the interpretation of what the guy meant, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda would not be a problem over here. So says the Gemara, ha-sakadayte nazirasu dekabela, because our assumption is that he has accepted upon himself multiple naziruses. The Gemara is explaining that which understands the objections of Rabbi Yochanan is understood, that when you assume that there might be malo chardal, that is telling us that we have an undefined amount of repeating naziruses. So therefore, the initial understanding, when you finish, we have to decide whether the naziris is to continue or not. That is a new question of naziris rather than the extension of the old one. So that says the Gemara is asking right now, is Zachor, that's a different point. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, Savar la Karebi. No, Rabbi Yehuda, he who understands the mustard seeds, he must understand like the Shita of Rebbe. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, who again is the later Antana. He's understanding of that camp. The Snan is, what do we learn in the Mishnah? That Rabbi Omer in Zem Magalech Achas Shoshim Yom. Rabbi mentions that the lashon of a person who says I'm a nazir kimalau sar roshim, a person is not considered a nazir for life. Rather, it's one single term of naziris lasting that point. So ve'ezom shagalech shoshim yom. Omer reyalai naziris b'sar roshim kvara tuchol yam. That's the shita of Rabbi. He understands that you have to mention. It doesn't mean to assign a number of days. It's lashon of nazir versus naziris. So now, if Rabbi Yehuda holds the same as Rabbi, then he's going to paskin in the Mishnah's case where you mentioned the declaration of the malei kupa, malei bayis, the single term of naziris lasting an undefined amount of days. So then Rabbi Yochanan is understanding that would make actually sense to be able to understand our Mishnah with Lefishitas Rabbi Yehuda. Because if the person is definitely meant to undertake one single term of zeros, the only question is how long that term is. In such a case, Rabbi Yehuda would agree that the person is intending to accept upon himself the more machmir case. It's just the only point of Rabbi Yehuda was that we weren't allowing you to shave your head every 30 days. So that's the understanding over here. So the Gemara rejects this. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, Misarlakar Rabbi, is it possible to tell us that Rabbi Yehuda, Paskins like Rabbi? V'yatzna, don't we learn in the Mishnah? Reini Nazir Kimosachama. Our Mishnah tells us, our Mishnah says that if a person says that he is going to be Nazir like the time of the days of the solar year, which is 365 days, Rabbi Yehuda corroborated that of the Seifa, Maisa Hayavach Kevin Shishimis. So since it happened and the person died, so the fact that Rabbi Yehuda is bringing this as a proof that this actually happened, you bring a Maisa Shaya as a proof, you bring the story, so that tells us that a person refers to a number of items in his Naziris, a neder. He doesn't specify what he means, he accepts upon himself multiple Naziruses, so he's not like Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda tells us he didn't accept upon himself multiple set of Naziruses. So the Gemara says, "Iyamart Mishlam Naziris Kama Kabbalah." Now, if you tell me that Rabbi Yehuda holds like the view of the Chachamim that a person mentions the number of things in his Naziris, then he's accepting upon himself multiple terms of Naziris. Then I understand this Shita. Ha'ina Tama Dekeva Deheshli Meis, because that's going to take him 30 years Barach. That would take him a very long time. It's going to be around 30 years for his term. So that would be long. It makes sense that he died after that. If you're going to tell me Rabbi Yehuda holds like that of Rabbi, that a person who mentions the number in his Naziris has accepted upon himself a single term of Naziris, is there any conclusion here at all that would be able to bring a raya for our Mishnah? So that l'chora, there is no raya for our Mishnah. The Gemara is arguing that if Rabbi Yehuda does hold like the Shita of Rabbi, and he should hold not that it was 365 30-day terms, but rather just one term of 365 days. Ve'od. Because over the Rebbe, another problem is that does he bechlal hold like Rebbe? If a person says I'm a nazir, the number of piles of fig in this crop over here, the number of shemitah paths, he counts as many zeros terms as the number of piles of the fig or the number of shemitah paths that are there. I mean, Yehuda's understanding that this lashon is uncountable number, and therefore he's accepted upon himself multiple terms of the zeros over here. So the Chora, we see Rabbi Yehuda does not follow Shita Rabbi in this point either. So the Gemara says, Minyan Shaini, no, that mentioning a number is going to create the difference. We already mentioned in the Mishnah, that was really the Gemara's Baskana we were mentioning, that the idea of the Minyan, when you mention the number, the Minyan of Masachama, that would be the difference over there. So the Gemara says, Mishani la Rabbi Minyan, that does Rabbi really make a difference between the number and not? Va'atanya, a rainy Nazir b'minyan k'minyan of Masachama, a person says I'm a Nazir, as the number of days of the solar year. Mona Naziros, k'minyan Masachama, he counts the Naziros terms as the number of the solar year, meaning you have to have 365 terms of 30-day Naziruses. Kimei Levana, if he says the number of the days of the Levana, which is 354, Mona Kimei Levana, you count the number of days in the lunar year. Rabbi Omer, Ad Shomer Naziruses, Alai, Kimina Nechama, Kimina Nemos Levana. He does not count multiple terms unless he says the Naziruses terms, unlike me, the number of days of the solar year, or like the number of days of the lunar year. So how then can we understand that Rabbi Yehuda is the opinion of Rabbi over here when he benches the Minyan, is clearly understanding multiple terms from that Lashon? Rabbi Yehuda says, "The Kavasi to Bechad, Pligel Bechad." Right? The Gemara says you don't have to agree to every point. Rabbi Yehuda holds like his shita in one, and he disagrees with him in the other. Sever La Kavasi Bechad. Rabbi holds the opinion of Rabbi in one point. Naziras Kibalei, that a person who simply makes a reference to the number of items has accepted upon himself one single term of Naziras. That's how he understands it. Upala Lego Bechad that the Ilu Rabbi Yehuda, and he argues on the point that he says Shane Le Mode, that he says that one who mentions the lashon of Mode is going to be different between one who does not. Rabbi lo shana lemona, whereas Rabbi does not differentiate between one who mentions the number and his declaration of one who does not. So Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Rabbi's basic premise that multiple Naziris terms are not going to be unless a person specifies that amount. That's what we see from over here. The Rabbanan taught in a brayso. Harini Nazir kol yemei chayai. Person says I'm a Nazir all the days of my life. Harini Nazir olam. I'm a Nazir, a permanent Nazir. Harini Hareze Nazir olam. He's a permanent Nazir. Afilu mea shana afilu elav shanim. If he states a limit, even 100 years or 1,000 years, ain't a nazir olam, el a nazir le olam. He is a permanent nazir, but rather is a nazir forever. So we quoted this brisa on Daf Zayin. We will quote the brisa. Tanu Rabbanan, the Gemara is going to mention in brisa. Reini nazir v'achas, the person nazir and one. Monash time, he counts two terms of nazir. So od, not only that, monash shalosh, if he says more than that, he's going to be three terms of nazir. So shuv, and he says again, then you'd have four sets of naziris. Each additional expression is going to be another point of naziris. So the Gemara says pshita. Why do we have to mention this brisa? This is clearly going to be that he's telling us that he wants multiple sets of nazirus to kick in. So says the Gemara, Ma'od Yisema v'shuv kikule v'havile shis. You might have thought that again means all of them, that there should be a six term of nazirus total. Kamash Malan, the Braisa is therefore telling us that's not the case, and again means only to the additional term. Tanur Rabbanu, we learn a Braisa, Arugaini Nazir. If a person says, I am a Nazir, and he added one of these words, Simchus Omer, Hein Achas. If you say the lesson of Hein, that is going to be one. Digum. Digun is two, and Tirgos is three, Tirgon is three, Tirgon Arba, Tirgon is, and Puntigun is Chamesh. These are all different Greek Lashonos. So this, the Lashon of Greek is going to be one through five respectively, even though we understand it's a different Lashon, it's going to be a valid point. That's what we see from here. The Chiddush is that it doesn't have to be made in Hebrew. Tanur Rabbanan, base ugl. So, if a person has a round house, digun, tirgun, tirgun, a two-cornered house, or a three-cornered house, or a five-cornered house, ain't him a top in a guy. Once you're mentioning different lashonas that have to mention with Greek, so here we're mentioning the type of cornered houses you have. Targun, four-cornered house, metavinagayim. Only if it has four corners is the house going to be shy of two tsara'as, too much tsara'as abayas. My time, what is the reason of that? Lamatu, omer kir kiros. The Pasuk says, when regards to v'shava koin, be'yomashri, v'yirav, in a pasta hanega, be'kiros abayas. Over there, it says he's coming back. The lashon of singular wall is used in lashon of walls to tell us a minimum of two walls over there. And then it says, and therefore, and then we have it again, the lashon of kir and kiros teaches us that there's two more, there's going to be four. Harei kan arba, and therefore we have four walls included. And therefore, you have to have four walls to be shayach to the din of tara'as habayas. Okay. Hajjan alach kukun adarim, hajjan alach kukun adarim, hajjan alach kukun adarim. Be'ez Hashem will pick up tomorrow's daf, but harei nazir min hagronos. If a person says a nazir from dried figs, or from the Minat Vela, from Presley, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow's daf.